Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
I adore my 64, my Commodore 64.
I cook with it, steam with it, educate the team with it,
my Commodore 64.
Hits with it, catch with it,
count my chicks before the hatch with it, my Commodore 64. I adore my 64, my Commodore 64.
Hi everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 7, the Parallax Special Commodore 64 Remixes and Original Sid Sound to go. Welcome to any new listeners tuning in from C64 Audio, from their newsletter that mentioned us the other day. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson. I run remix.quet.org, and I've been doing so for, about the last 5 years. Got around 1,465 last time I counted, 1,465 Commodore 64 remixes available for free download there. On today's show, Parallax, in parallel, two Subtune 1 remixes, one at the beginning and one at the end, and two Subtune 4 remixes in the middle, and, of course, feedback, listener feedback, some news, some Back in Time Live DVD news, and Back in Time Light and Retrovision 6 news. Right now you're listening to Instant Remedy Ocean Loader 2, and technically this is not a Parallax tune, but a remix of the tune that played while the game was loading from tape. Yeah, tape. Games didn't always come on CDs. Instant Remedy, Ocean Load of 2. Next up, from Parallax, it's No Other Medicine. Parallax, this is Subtune 1, the tune that played while when you fired up the game. Martin Galway did the music for this game for Ocean Software in 1986. The game was programmed by Sensible Software, who later went on to do hits like Cannon Fodder and Sensible World of Soccer. You might not know this, but before starting work on the game music, Martin Galway bought a copy of Rendezvous by Jean-Michel Jarre and liked it quite a lot. In fact, he listened to it daily. And, well, what do you know, his CD player broke 2 weeks into it, and it didn't get repaired for another 2 months, during which time Martin then worked on Parallax, without realizing that Rendezvous was unconsciously creeping into the music. He realized it only after he played the album again, when he got the CD player back from the repair shop, and by that time the game was already shipped. Thank you. No Other Medicine there. Parallax. No Other Medicine, also known as Jason Page. Yeah, the guy that used to work for Graftgold and doing various bits on the Commodore 64. So, now time for some listener feedback. Christian writes on Podcast Alley, this is a 20-minute slice of nostalgia for anyone that spent 20 minutes loading an Ocean game from tape just to hear the music. This is a great show. Still hanging out for a Rob Hubbard retrospective, or how about some Martin Galway Parallax remixes? Best and most original music podcast out there. Well, thanks, Christian. Hopefully you will be well pleased with tonight's selection of tunes. It was actually inspired by this comment. So, yeah, we do listen to listener comments here. Next up, Jeffrey writes, greetings from sunny California. I just wanted to drop you a quick line and let you know that how much I am enjoying the C64 Takeaway podcast. Well, thanks, Jeffrey. He goes on, I was so excited when I read about podcasting in my daily Apple propaganda, but then I just couldn't find anything I actually wanted to listen to. But then I heard that the guy from RemixQuid.org had a podcast, and I downloaded it right away. I would be excited about any C64 show, but you consistently choose remixes that I already enjoy, like Zweiklang and Dead Guys and Wobbler, and some you're tuning me on to for the first time, Yellow and Breitbart and Machine Supremacy, he mentions. Keep up the good work, and thank you, says Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey. I think it might be a bit of a problem with this new medium podcasting, and you find it and you go, hey, that's great, but is there actually anything worth listening to? And well, the secret is, of course, that there is something worth listening to, and if you can't find something worth listening to, you can do what I did and make it yourself. Anyway, time for some more music. Next up, we've got another Parallax tune. It's Parallax Unplugged. It's a remix of Subtune 4, and it's by Tocafondo.
Thank you.
Vagafundo. Parallax, Unplugged. Stay tuned, we've got more Unplugged goodies coming coming later this show. But for now, news. Two items today. The first one, the Back in Time Live DVD. I told you last time in closing that I was going to speak more about it, so here it is. It's basically going to be a double DVD set with a bonus acoustic. No, not acoustic. Audio, with a bonus audio CD thrown in for good measure. And it'll have, and that's why I said acoustic, because next in my show notes it says that this double DVD set will have Rob Hubbard's acoustic session from Back in Time Live Brighton. And if you were there, you'll remember that he did a great job. It'll also contain the DVD. We'll have Visa Roster's stuff from St. Luke's in London. From the year after that, they'll be performing Human Race, International Karate, and Comic Bakery. Also included, the C64 Mafia, Press Play and Tape, Mark Knight, and loads others. This DVD comes in PAL format, but it's region-free, so it doesn't have any locks on it. Just make sure that your telly can play PAL. So you should be all set. It's pre-order, open now for pre-ordering from c64audio.com, which is conveniently located at www.c64audio.com, and the price is £19.99. Next up in the news, somewhat related, Back in Time Light. The location is the Avenue. It's a club in Manchester, England. The time is September the 10th, and it stops the day after, on September the 11th. It's an all-weekend gig, this. The price is 10 quid for just the Saturday, which includes the evening gigs, and 15 quid for the entire weekend. Now, the event starts out at 11 a.m. on Saturday, with just hanging around, chatting, gaming, courtesy of the Retrovision crowd. Then it's the Back in Time Live DVD launch. Also, another launch, Mackie's CD will be launched at Back in Time Light. The CD now has a title. Yay, it's going to be called Decrunch. Also on, Stuck in the 80s will be doing an unplugged concert on Saturday evening with the full their full lineup, which means Ben Dalglish, who you of course know did the set work for Deflector, The Vikings, Arc Pandora, Kettle, and a little something called Last Ninja. Also in the lineup, Mark Knight. Anyone who's seen him do Monty on the Run or Paperboy on his violin will be well pleased to know that he's coming back. Also on, Marcel Donnet, the guy that brought you the very nice Sidology CD. Rainer Overhand, if I'm pronouncing this correct, will be playing the bass. If he's not, I'm actually a bit unsure about this, because at the last Back in Time Live, which was in St. Luke's in London, Ryan couldn't make it, and was he had to get a stand-in, and that, this wasn't just anybody. This was John Hare, the guy from Sensible Software. And last but not least, we've got Andreas Wallström on percussion. On drums, he will be kicking the beep out of the drum kit. Andreas also runs the most excellent C64HQ website, which you can find at www.c64hq.com. And as if that wasn't enough, there's going to be another concert on the Saturday evening. It's MJ Hibbert and the Validators. Now, this may not mean anything to you, but if I say Hey Hey 16K, most of you should know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, go to Google and look up Hey Hey 16K, and you can find an MP3 of the song, and you can also find a hilarious animation for it that was done by the now legendary Rob Manuel. And that's actually, that's the end of the Saturday gig. the Saturday event, the Saturday part of it, on Sunday. More retrovision gaming and hobnobbing with hobbyists and possibly even a few gaming celebrities. That's it for the news for this edition of the show. Stay tuned for the next show where I've got, well, more exciting stuff, more live event news coming up. But I thought I'd postpone it to the next show to stop this one from running too long. And it is already running too long because I'm ranting again. Time for some more music. It's another Parallax tune, another subtune for a remix too. It's Parallax Visions by Orpheus from the Crystal Dreamscape CD. Now this ends a bit abruptly, but the album is one giant soundscape, and Orpheus had to put the track cut somewhere. So don't blame me for that. If you like this track, and you probably will, why don't you just buy the CD, because you can now get it for £2 over at C64 Audio. But first, here to whet your appetite for getting the entire CD, which is, yeah, I've got it, and it's one of the most played C64 remixes CDs I've got. And the great thing about it, is this sounding like a commercial? Chris, you're hopefully going to send me loads of money for doing this. Is that you can actually put this CD on when people are in the room who are not into Commodore 64 remixes, and they won't be able to tell, and so thusly you can win them over. Anyway, enough talking. Parallax Vision, Orpheus, from the Crystal Dreamscape CD. Thank you. told you it was an abrupt end. Orpheus there. Parallax Visions from Crystal Dreamscapes. Sorry if the sound mucked up a bit there at the beginning of the track. Yeah, my fault. I had the equalizer on the iPod on pop, and apparently this ambient CD kind of disagreed with that equalizer presetting. Sorry for that, but hopefully it didn't upset anyone, including Orpheus, too much. I tweaked the equalizer in the middle of the track and just let it play on. Anyway, almost time to quit now. We've got one more track coming up. It's another unblocked track, but before that one, a bit of practical information. As always, the show site is at slayradio.org/podcast. That's slayradio.org/podcast, where you can, of course, find links to everything featured on today's show. Feedback to podcast at slayradio.org or via Podcast Alley. And speaking of Podcast Alley, this is being recorded on the 31st of July, which means that you'll probably be listening to it on the 1st of August, seeing as it's 6 minutes past 11 p.m. here in rainy Copenhagen, where I'm recording this. So by the time you're listening to this, it'll actually be August. And of course, at the start of every new month, the Podcast Alley votes are reset. So we're actually back to zero starting from tomorrow. And if you like the show your appreciation, head over there and vote for us. Not because we want the votes, actually, not because we need the votes. We do want them. But because the more people that vote, the higher the show will rank in the music category, and God knows, might one day break into the all categories top 10. Probably not. The higher it ranks in the music category, the more likely people going to Podcast Alley to find music shows are to discover it and discover the wonderful world of the Commodore 64 SID and the Commodore 64 remixes. So, yeah, if you could do that, please, that would be nice. Thank you. One thing I forgot to say, the radio commercial at the beginning of the show, which was right after the opening jingle, was in fact a radio commercial. It aired on Canadian radio around 1983, and I got hold of the an MP3 of this commercial from the most excellent Commodore Billboard.de website. So thank you for that, Commodore Billboard. Next up, the last track for tonight. It's Linus Akerson. It's Parallax for piano, and this is recorded live in one take, and what Linus lacks in recording quality, recording gear, what do you call that? Anyway, yeah, as you probably guessed, this recording is not very good. But what he lacks in that area, he more than makes up for in virtuosity. Okay, so there's a few errors here and there, but hey, it's not like the guy's a professional piano player. This is a massive effort. It's 12 minutes 43 seconds, and it's done in one take, and even Martin Galway was well impressed when this hit the net. If you head over to the website that Linus set up for this remix, I'll of course have the link in the show notes, you'll be able to find a PDF file of the score, so you can sit down and practice it yourself if you think that he's making a crap job of it. And of course you can find Linus' own comments on the tune there. So here it is, without further ado, it's Parallax for piano, Linus Akerson. See you guys next time. Take care, stay subscribed, bye-bye.
Commodore 64.
8-bit. No shit.
Slay Radio.